Right, okay, we are up to Simon Tov Reish. Tov Reish Pei Gimel. And we'll be, hopefully, I wonder if we'll be able to complete the halachas tonight. I hope so. Tov Reish Pei Aleph is just one little, two little Tzeifim, and then Tov Reish Pei Beis, which is just about the Kiyas HaTorah. So we might be able to complete the Simon tonight. The Hilchas Chanukah might be able to. Let's see. Pardon? Okay, Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Reish Pei Gimel. Kol Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah, all the days of Chanukah, Goymrin is a halal. We say the complete halal, as opposed to Chatzi halal, where we leave out two paragraphs. On Chanukah, we say the entire halal. the Mishnah Bura, the Ramah, it's coming in with the Ramah. Kol Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah, Ein Oymrin Tachanon. All the days of Chanukah, obviously we don't say Tachanon. Ve'tzidkoscha Tzedek, ve'lam Natzach, and Tzedek Hadin, all those days we don't say. Ve'gam be'erev Chanukah b'mincha, also tomorrow afternoon we also won't say Mincha, tomorrow b'mincha, we also won't say Tachanon. Mishnah Berurah over here addresses the following point in Tzidkot and Aleph. Gomrin is a halal, lefi she'b'chol yoim, because on every day, noisav neis chadosh, every day was an additional neis. And therefore we say halal on every day of Chanukah. The question is that the poskim are very busy discussing, over here, very interesting, Mishnah Berurah doesn't address it. I don't know why the Mishnah doesn't address the shaila of women. I don't know why it doesn't address it over here. Do women say halal or not on Chanukah? Do they have an obligation? Not a minute. Do the women have an obligation to say halal on Chanukah or not? Yes? Why is that? Yes, of him who you buy sanes, you're saying, and we know Yehudis and Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah mentioned twice the fact that the miracle happened through Yehudis. So we would have assumed that maybe our ladies required to say, what do you think? Wife, daughters, they say halal? Obligated to say halal? What do you tell them? Yes, why not? Might as well tell them to. Chanukah. Yeah, Chanukah. Okay. Because over here there's a concept called there's additional reasons as well, but what do you think about women? So it's very interesting. I don't know why the Mishnah doesn't address it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've heard and they're also including the Neis, yeah, but certainly they were active part of the Neis. So there's a Machloket Achoinim. Yes, it's an absolute machlokes achoyim. Many achoyim do paskin that women are obligated to say halal. It's many achov, many achoyim. Women have to say halal. Not everybody agrees to that, but it's some of the achoyim. Some achoyim say that women are obligated to say halal as well. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it. I don't know. It doesn't. Yeah, we do. Ashkenazim do. Yeah.
Is the sad color based on the lack of an obligation to have a
Yeah, but halal may not be included in that. Halal may be different. So it's not so straightforward. You see, it could be that the achoinim are more lenient. They go in due direction. But it's not so straightforward. Right, so that's with regards to women. Mishnah Berurah continues. It's so common. There is a chatzik kaddish shailas. After halal, so now that's the confusing part. There's a big difference. That's the difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. If you have a siddur in front of you, after halal, what happens then? Both on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, you're going to say a Kaddish. But what Kaddish do you say? The half, the short one, or Tiskabel? It's a Kaddish Shalom, the whole Kaddish. What do you say then? Pardon? Very good. So that's the confusing part. There is a difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. Always, you'll see, there's a bit of mistakes happening. You need to have here it wouldn't happen with a competent Gaboim, but very often there's confusions. That's right. Chanukah is Chatzi Kaddish. Very good. I'm going to get to that. So this is Chatzi Kaddish. As opposed to Rosh Chodesh, you say a whole Kaddish. Now, just to explain a little bit, Mishnah Berurah doesn't address that. He doesn't explain it over here. But the rule is as follows. Let's just get a bit of understanding. When do we say a full Kaddish? A Kaddish Tiskabel? What is it going on? That's right. That's right. The Kaddish Tiskabel really is going on Shemone Esrei. Tiskabel. You accept our Shemone Esrei. Accept our Tefillah. Kaddish Tiskabel is linked and connected to Shemone Esrei. That's why you're going to have one Kaddish Tiskabel after every Shemone Esrei. When is Kaddish Tiskabel of a regular weekday? Oh, yeah, at the end of that is going back onto the and you're only going to have one because it's one Shemone Esrei. What happens if you have a Musaf like Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov? You're going to have another Kaddish Tiskabel later. Because Kaddish Tiskabel is always linked to Shemone Esrei. That's the rule. That's the rule. Every Shemone Esrei creates one Kaddish Tiskabel. They're connected. Okay. Now, what's the difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah?
Musaf.
That's right. You have the Musaf. On Chanukah, you don't have a Musaf. On Rosh Chodesh, you will have a Musaf. So therefore, let's go slowly. So therefore, what happens now? What happens after Hallel? So if it's Rosh Chodesh, what happens now? You need to make it the Kaddish Tiskabel because you haven't had the Kaddish Tiskabel for Shemone Esrei. So you make the Kaddish Tiskabel now. What happens? You're going to later have Musaf, and that Musaf will make another Kaddish Tiskabel later on. But what about Chanukah?
Then you've only got one Shemone
Esrei. That's right. That's right. Exactly. On Chanukah, you can't make now a Kaddish Tiskabel because you're going to have a Kaddish Tiskabel at the end of davening.
Presumably, on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, you wouldn't say.
That's good.
You'd say good.
That's right. Yeah. But that's always confusion. It's always confusion because you're at the same spot in davening, and it's assumed that it's lining now anyway. So it's always a bit of a confusing part. What happens now? But now, what happened? That's really interesting, Shaila. Let me share with you an interesting Abshalom Zam, which is Noigah to Avelim. You know, let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah, and then let's address Avelim. Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'ach halal o'im chatzi kaddish. Okay, Mishu Ovel. Somebody who is an Ovel. Rechamon Litzlan. B'shachis, ein mispal alef ne'omud. Yeah. Rabbi Gideon, davening shachis? No, you don't daven shachis with the omud. Pardon? Ein mispal alef ne'omud. Why is that? Because there is Hallel. So the Mishnah Berurah over here says, and that's a bit of a controversial point. Mishnah Berurah says you don't say that an Ovel doesn't say Shachis because there's Hallel in Shachis. What about Mincha Maariv? Ho'av is Mispal. Because there's no Hallel there. So you're going to say, so an Ovel can say Mincha Maariv. This is the Mispal Bosh Chodesh Kam Ken Abis. This is not, there's a bit of a steal about that in Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, he means Mincha Maariv. Mincha Maariv means the same thing. This is a bit controversial because in Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, who seems to be saying, is that the Minhag, Rabbi Yisai? What's the Minhag?
Not to daven,
even Mincha Maariv?
Yeah.
Is that the Minhag?
Some
shuls, yes, some shuls, not. Yeah, is that? Here not, what? Any davening. Okay, so let's start slow. Shame is not here. So the general rule is as follows. Mincha and Maariv, really the Mishnah Berurah says, there is no reason why an Ovel can't daven it. There's no reason why not. It's true there is places that there is a minhag that an Ovel doesn't daven Mincha Maariv either. Yeah, correct. Correct. So, Chanukah, I'm talking about Chanukah. Now, there is places that an Ovel will refrain of saying even Mincha Maariv. The Mishnah Berurah over here says, Mincha Maariv, for sure, yes, an Ovel can daven. However, Shachis, he can say, says Mishnah Berurah over here, Shachis, he says he can't say because there's Halal in it. Shachis, Ovel doesn't daven. There is a Mishnah Berurah elsewhere that says something slightly different. I wonder if you've ever witnessed that. That the Ovel says Shachis, but for Halal, somebody else takes over. Have you ever witnessed that?
Yeah?
So that's some say that not only can daven Mincha, not only can daven Maariv, but an Ovel can daven Shachis too, but not for Halal. Yeah. And then, have you ever witnessed that? Yeah? You see it sometimes. Yeah? The question then is what would be the Kaddish? The person can discuss what happens with Kaddish then. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, what do you think about Kaddish? Who, if somebody else comes and says Halal, who says Kaddish?
When? Which point?
Chanukah, the Kaddish after Halal. Who's going to say that one? The one who said Halal? So that's very interesting. That's actually based on what we just discussed now. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, it depends if it's a Kaddish Tiskabel or not. If it's a Kaddish Iskabel, can you finish my sentence? The one who daven Shachis, because it belongs to him, it's connected to Shemayna Esser. If it's a Chatzik Kaddish, if it's a Chanuk, it's a Chatzik Kaddish, then the one who said Hallel can continue and say Kaddish. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. Right, okay, that's with regards to, so you're saying that the meaning over here is not to say, not even Mincha Maariv. So I mean, Mishnah Berurah over here paskins, then Ovel can daven Mincha Maariv. No, the stira is only with regards to Shachis.
Yeah.
What I added about Minhagim, that Mishnah doesn't mention that, but there is clearly places that says the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, how Arvis about the Mispar Borosh Chodesh Kam Ken Arvis. Yeah. Correct.
So here, what the first Arvis you said means Mincha
Maariv. Yeah, that's interesting. You're right. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. A good question. I don't know. I'm not sure. Good point. I don't know. An oval davening.
It's pretty universally kept, though. An oval doesn't do
Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, it is. Yeah, true. Yeah, it's true. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Oymum El Kel Erech Hapaim. That's the famous, if you ever seen an abbreviation of five Alephs, that's the one. Ein Oymum Kel Erech Hapaim. In old Sidurim, and in old Sidurim, and old Shulchan Aruch as well, you see Aleph. That's three Alephs. That's Ein Oym Kelei Chapaim. Yeah, it's made in long, but that's really what it means. Ein Oym Kelei Chapaim. B'sheni v'chameshi b'chanukah v'yirotzna chasifat Torah. We don't say the v'yirotzna after lining as well. V'din halalim mutter loyma v'yisa oval. What about in Beisa Oval? Rachmona Litzlan, in Beisa Oval, in Oval House. Did you say halal in Oval House? Any experience in it? So what's the Oval House? Pardon? So the Mishnah Berurah here says, he's very interesting, it's very rare that he does that. He says, I am a Shari Tshuva. I see what the Shari Tshuva writes. So the Shari Tshuva actually, there's a Mishnah Berurah, the Shari Tshuva is not so, Mishnah Berurah says over here that one could read, that the Mishnah Berurah brings the Shari Tshuva over here on the side, on the top, that says that, and he brings actually machlokes about it, but elsewhere the Mishnah Berurah says that one shouldn't say. So the Maaseh says one shouldn't say halal in the base of oval. Some say you do say, and the oval goes out. So that's again, it's depending on the minhagim. But the oval certainly shouldn't say halal. Okay, that's with regards to the halachas of halal. Okay. Say that again. Base of oval. Oh. Okay. Simon Tovresh Pei Dalet, Tzedekir Asatorah B'Chanukah. Koren, that's the, with regards to the lining. Koren B'Karbonas HaNesim Shepas Nosar Shloish B'Chol Yoim. This is basically that is what is printed in the Sidurim. What we line is the Karbonas. Why do we say the Karbonas of the Nesim? Why is that what we line? Mishnah Berurah, why do we that line that on Chanukah? Pardon? That's right, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Nomal HaNesim Mishum Shenigma Meleches HaMishkan B'Chofei B'Kislev. The building of the construction of the base of the Mishkan was completed on Chanukah. This, of course, is definitely food for thought. What's the connection between Chanukah and the completion of the Mishkan? That itself has to be something which is definitely worthwhile exploring. But it happened on Chofei Kislev, and therefore we line the relevant psukim on Chanukah. We start with Birkas Kohanim, Ve'yesh Oymrim, and some say Shem Etchilim B'yoyim Kalos Moshe, V'chen Anoygim Etatz Leminik. V'koy Reusim Kohen Ve'levi, there's a Oyle Ve'levi that go up, V'yisrael Kohen B'yoyim Arishin, Ve'yesh Oymrim, some say Shem Kohen Kohen Kolos Apasho at B'yoyim Arishin, V'alevi V'yisrael Kohen B'yoyim Arishin, it's a different, slightly different psukim, V'chen Anoygim. V'yoyim Sheni on the second day, Kohen, the Koyre Kohen, the Kohen reads B'yoyim Asheni at Pa'achot Ben Boko, V'levi at B'yoyim Ashlishi, V'yisrael Choyzad, V'yisrael goes back, V'koyre B'yoyim Asheni, it's all because of the problem of reading, you can't read less than three psukim. It's part of that, so we're trying to establish that you always get three psukim. And that's the way it's done all the days. On the eighth day, you say the whole thing. The current parsha is shown in Shabbat Loischa. We're not going to say in Kenosis Amenoira. Save base. Be Shabbos Shabbat Chanukah. We take out two Sifrei Torah be'echot kerei be'parsha Shavua. First one we learn parsha Shavua. Why do we learn first parsha Shavua? Why do we first on Shabbos? We take two sfarim. That's right. Tod v'shena tod tod koydem. Uv'sheni kerei b'shel Chanukah. Only after that we say we learn the Chanukah. Umaftironi v'simchi. Now that's very interesting over here. The haftorah is Roni v'simchi. Roni v'simchi is the Chanukah haftorah. Now, why do we say the Chanukah haftorah? Let me just finish the seif. Ve'im cholu b'shnei Shabbos. If you've got two Shabboses in Chanukah, mafti b'shniyo, the Melachim b'neiras d'shloime. Then we line the relevant psukim in Sefer Melachim about neiras d'shloime. Ve'im cholu chasne b'shabbosu, mafirim b'shal Chanukah. Even if there is a chasne, do you remember we spoke about the in previous simonim? The Ramah taught us that when there was a chasne in town, do they have a different haftorah? Imagine that. What a nice minig. What a nice minig. When there's a chasn in town, you read a different haftorah. Isn't that beautiful? They stopped it. Don't know why. I think it's such a nice thing. No, wouldn't you be honored as a chasn that they learn a special haftorah in your honor? I think it's very nice. So but they stopped. So he said that, what happens if there's a chasn and Chanukah together? What haftorah are you going to read? So he says that you still read Chanukah and not the chasn one. Okay. But So we learn Roni v'Simchi by Haftorah. Now continue. Let's just see if Gimel. Im Chol Rosh Chodesh Teves b'Shabbos. Is that when is Rosh Chodesh this Sunday? Okay. Im Chol Rosh Chodesh Teves b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Motzin Shloish Sfarim. We're going to take out three Sefer Torah on Shabbos. We can Shish b'Parshavu. You read six in the Parshavu. V'Sheni Koyre Echot. On the second one, you read one of Shel Rosh Chodesh, Maschal Biyim Hashabbos. Uveshlishi on the third one, Kerei Mafti Veshel Chanukah. Mafti is going to be a Chanukah Mafti. Umafti Roni Vesimchi. Now, you've got Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. What Haftorah do you pick? Not the regular Shabbos, and not Rosh Chodesh, but you pick the one of Chanukah, Roni Vesimchi. Now, I'm going to ask a question over here. Why do you pick the Chanukah one? Surely you would have said that Todi Veshainu Todi Todi Koydem. Which one is more Todi? Shabbos, or at least, tell me at least, Rosh Chodesh. But why Chanukah one? Todi v'shetadi, Chanukah is only eight, or one Shabbos, or two Shabboses per year. Why do you take Rosh Chodesh? Chaviv. Chaviv? Yeah? Why doesn't the rule of Todi v'sheino Todi apply? Good, very good. That's very good. So it's interesting. Other Chagim as well, we do that, you claim. Yeah? What do you think about that? Chaviv. So the Mishnah Berurah addresses this point of here, and his answer is a very important answer. So you've got Yud Aleph, first wide line. Yud Aleph says, "Umafti Roni v'Simchi." Why? The Todir Koydem. Are you going to tell me a Todir should be first? Hayinu lehaktim. It tells us a rule. Todir v'Sheinu Todir. Beautiful rule. It's not a hidden Mishnah Berurah over here, which tells us an essential, a key. You saw it. When do we say Todi Avashenu, Todi Todi Koidem? That's when you have to pick between two mitzvahs. If you have two Sforim, two Sefer Torah, which one do you read first? Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? The answer is Shabbos, because that's more common. Rosh Chodesh comes later because that's not so common, not so frequent. But if you have to pick between one and the other one is not going to be done at all, then you don't say Todi Avashenu, Todi Todi Koidem. If you have to choose altogether between one of the two, the rule of Todi Avashenu, Todi Todi Koidem. Todi tells me an order. Keywords. Todia tells me an order that if you have a Todia and an Eino Todia, a frequent and a not so frequent mitzvah, you have to take the frequent one first. But if you have to pick one and the other is going to be left out altogether, you don't say Todia v'Sheinu Todia Koidem. You say you're only going to read one after. You have to choose which after. Don't tell me Todia v'Sheinu Todia Koidem. It doesn't apply. You have to do that. Yeah, nice. Very geschmack. It's very lomdish. Oh, so he says, Avalein Litcha is very good, very good. The Mishnah Berurah addresses your kasha because he says the following now. Avalein Litcha, when it comes to pushing away, Pirsuma Nisa Adif. He said, yeah, you would have thought Todi, you'd have told me Todi v'Sheinu Todi Koidem. Okay, we don't say Todi because you have to pick one. Now you're asking a very, very good question. Which one do you pick? He says, Chanukah. Why? Because Pirsuma Nis. Bit similar to what you're suggesting. Bit similar. It just says Pirsuma Nis. Publicizing the Nis. Which case are you talking about? Pesach? Okay, so I'll tell you because the second Mishnah Berurah is going to help you for that. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Ve'oid the kiv and the koyre b'shal Chanukah be'achoyno yesh lehafti b'mad the solik minute." That's another rule with regards to the haftorah, which is always interesting. The haftorah is always or should be always. Generally, the Haftarah is always connected to Maftia. It works. The way Haftarah is picked, is chosen, it's always connected to the Maftia. What's Maftia over here? Maftia is Chanukah. So therefore you're going to do Roni V'Simcha, which is the Haftarah of Chanukah. This is the answer for your question. Yeah. Okay. And continues the Shulchan Aruch. Avim Chal Rosh Chodesh Bechol. Moitzin Shnei Sforim. If Rosh Chodesh falls on a weekday like this year, which day did he say it's falling? Rosh Chodesh? Sunday. So that's Im Chal Rosh Chodesh Bechol. Moitzin Shnei. We're going to take two Sforim out. The current Be'echot Shloisha Be'shel Rosh Chodesh. On the first one you read, you call up three Shal Rosh Chodesh. V'sheni Koy Echa Be'shel Chanukah. And then afterwards you call up one for Chanukah. Ve'im Tor HaChazen. If you have the Chazen that made a mistake, we call Revi B'Shalosh Chodesh, he made a mistake and went to Shchodesh instead. Im Lo Yitzir Sefer Sheni, En Tzorech Likros Yoysa, you wouldn't read anymore if the second Sefer hasn't been taken out. Aber Im Lo Yitzir Sefer Sheni, if the second Sefer has been taken out, Mishum Pekom HaTzorech Likros Chamishi B'Shal Chanukah, you'll have to read from Chanukah. Ve'im Tor V'Yitzir Likros B'Shal Chanukah, if he started reading Chanukah, Tzorech Lehavtzik Likros B'Shal Chodesh, you have to stop and interrupt and read Rosh Chodesh. Ve'im Tzorech Levorech Al Kiyaz Rosh Chodesh, Ein Lekamal Tzim Kuf Mem. Okay, this is what he says over here, if you talk, he made a mistake. Now, I want to conclude over here, just for 3 minutes. Baruch Shem, Messiah, Hilchas Chanukah, Mamash, but I must share with you a beautiful, beautiful piece which I saw over here, and I think it's if you don't mind, I'm not a Balnusa, but this is such a beautiful, if you don't mind me sharing this with you, it's a Chaim Friedlander, brings in the name of Simcha Zisel. And I saw this, and I just felt like sharing it with you. He says the following. He says that I would like to add a question which he doesn't ask. I want to add something which he doesn't mention that, but I think that's bringing us to your side. What's the halacha if a person is living on his own and he doesn't have any, he lives on his own in the middle of a forest, say? Sounds a bit scary, but you know, there's not, in other words, there's no neighbors on his own. And he lights Chanukah candles. Does he make a bracha, yes or no? Does he light? There's nobody going to see it besides him. Yeah? Yes? Yes? But I'm going to... Why? Pirsum Manes. Where's the Pirsum Manes? Oh, very good. He doesn't say this, but the answer is clearly Pirsum Manes to himself. So, says Reb Simcha Zisel, he says the following. Please allow me to read this over here. He says the following. The Alter von Kelm, one of the greatest Talmidim of Yisrael Salanter. He was, by the way, do you know that Reb Simcha Zisel was, have you heard of Kalman Zev Vysotsky, the Vysotsky tea bags? Yeah. Vysotsky, do you know the story behind it? Just 1 second, I have to tell you. Do you know the Vysotsky tea bags? Yeah? Do you know it was a Yid? And it was a Kalman, it was a Yid called Kalman Zev Vysotsky, who went in Volozhin Yeshiva. That's right. Yeah, he was a very early Yid in Volozhin Yeshiva. And he went, and Vysotsky, he was a entrepreneur. He started doing business. He did business with spices. He was a merchant, and he was very, very successful. And that's eventually started a tea business. But he was very, very. And at one point, he wanted to move his business to St. Petersburg, somewhere in St. Petersburg, to do business there. And he wasn't sure if he should go there or not. He was a very successful merchant back then. He wasn't sure. He went to Bissol Salant. He was Mamon Shema Torah Mitzvahs. He went to Bissol Salant and asked, shall I go there or not? There wasn't much Yiddishkeit there. He said, you can go with the condition you're going to take a Psim Chazisl with you. A Psim Chazisl, another time, if you go in a Psim Chazisl, you'll be okay. You'll keep strong. You'll be all right. So Psim Chazisl went with Taki went. Kalman Zev Vysotsky went to for 2-3 years. He wasn't in White Russia. And he did business there and he multiplied his business. And Reb Simcha Zisel was there a few years with him, and he was just sitting and learning there. He was just sitting and he opened up a besmandlish or something for him. He was sitting there. This is the story of Kalman Zev Vysotsky. I don't know what happened now. I don't know if it's the teas of any, I don't know if it's still owned by the same family. I'm not sure. But this is Kalman Zev Vysotsky. It was the Volozhin Talmud. Anyway, this is just on the side. Now, Reb Simcha Zisel says that the whole idea of Hadlokas Nei Chanukah is about Pirsum Manes. He says, imagine, he says a moshel, and he says, what happens if a person, that's the moshel, he says, imagine is a moshel, he says, what happens if a person asks his helper, please can you go out, and can you go to a foreign country, and I give you a whole list of things you should buy for me. That's what Psim Chazitl says over here. And Psim Chazitl says, and the person says, sure, I'll buy the whole list, I'll do it all, whole list. And he goes there, and he comes back 2 weeks later. And Simcha Chazal says, "Where can I see what you've bought?" And he says, "Oh, buying? I didn't buy anything." He says, "What do you mean? What do you mean?" He said, "I went, and I had this list." And he said, "Every day I read out the list very loud, and I read out the list, and I came back." And he said, "Well, what's the point of reading the list, not doing anything?" So Simcha Chazal says, "I'm reading the word of Simcha Chazal. V'hanimshal, anachnu madlikin es haneiros. We light the candles. U'mevachim sha'asa nisim la'voseinu. We light the candles. We say sha'asa nisim la'voseinu. U'mispalin haneiros alolu. We daven haneiros alolu. Kedei lehoid ois lehalel. Ach ein onu zoichim b'shas ma'isa. But we don't remember when we light es toichen ha'mitzvah. We don't remember the whole." The neshama of the mitzvah, you don't, the whole idea of the mitzvah. That the whole idea is to remember the nisim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And by thinking about the nisim, remember the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at all times, about the hidden nisim and the public nisim. It's all about remembering, internalizing. He said, if you just light the menorah and you don't think about the nisim and Rebbeinu Shel Olam's continuous hashkocha, it's as if you're reading the list in a foreign country and you're not buying what you're meant to buy. That's what Reb Simcha Chazal says over here. So b'zoicha to the way he says, "Mekabel oil malchus shemayim beratzen," and internalize the nisim and do the halachas appropriately.